Previously on Do or Dice.
As you open the door to your room, there is a half-elf woman sitting inside.
The crows went to Akros, and the nares went to Urg Volatog.
What? No.
Yes.
That... they never told me.
He got pulled out along with me. He's not the same man he was before.
They left me so in the dark.
The church does that to people.
Keep guessing Jensen's just drinking at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Helen here?
Oh, good, Helen's there.
Cities are interesting, aren't they, Helen?
They sure are, buddy.
After the black market, not fiasco, but God knows what it's going to be. Let's catch up with Goshen as he is on his way to Haven to meet up with Jensen. Are you kind of just taking a straight shot back to Haven?
Yeah, probably a straight shot, or like as close as I can come to that, because I don't know the city too well. So sticking to familiar territory, mostly. Unless that's going to get me in trouble, and then I'll go down a side alley. John?
What? No. Roll me a perception check.
Okay. 24.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. It's maybe a little bit late afternoon. The sun's starting to set. You can kind of see the three moons in the sky a little more clearly right now. But there's a lot of guards out. You've gone through... A kind of a district crossing into another district, and there's still a lot of guards out. The guards' presence is a little heavier than it normally is.
That's interesting. Do I see them like going any specific direction or looking at any specific thing?
No, it seems like normally there'd be like one or two guards kind of walking in different directions, kind of just hey, you see us, ha, there's peace kind of mentality. But you're seeing kind of squads of 4 to 5. Every so often, there might even be a battle mage among them.
Jesus. All right.
And every maybe 80 or 90 yards you walk, there's another squad. There's another group. It's a heavier presence than normal.
Hmm.
This is somehow Bo's fault, I have a feeling.
All right, I guess I just kind of make a note of that. I don't think I'm a wanted man, but still, I'm going to cross the other side of the street, It's kind of like, I just don't want to be I don't trust cops, fantasy cops. I'm staying away from them. They're going to beat me.
So, it is a relatively quiet trek back to the Haven. And at the counter... Jensen, bring me a constitution saving throw, please.
11.
You are slightly intoxicated.
Perfect, just where I wanted to be.
And funny enough, Helen, the good Helen, not your Helen, is at the bar having a good time with you.
Fun.
Dearie, I...
Sorry. It burns a little bit, it goes down.
Well, you gotta drink it fast, like this.
Oh! That's a lovely idea!
And she's gonna shoot one back as well. You can see there's a couple of, not angry, but just mainly confused and frustrated patrons. They're not quite sure what the fuck to do with this. As the innkeeper slash barmaid is kind of intoxicated.
Are they giving her, like, a stink eye or anything like that?
One, maybe elderly, kind of elvish guy might be. You think he is, at least. You think he is.
Good enough for me. I'm going to shoot him a stink eye right back and then, like, rest a hand on my dagger just to make sure they can see that I have one.
He's going to look at you, look at the dagger, look at good Helen, back at the dagger, and he's going to leave.
That's what I thought.
And it's right as Goshen is coming in, this guy's just going to bullet past him.
Excuse you?
I'm sorry, crossbow bolt past him.
Nice. Excuse you?
Monkey boy!
Helen's going to scream.
What the fuck? Hi, Helen, Jensen, Helen.
Hey.
Hi.
We are drinking on the lovely Viceroy's ticket. Won't you join us?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. That sounds wonderful.
Now, it's not only Helen working the tavern. There's a couple of other humans, maybe a gnome or two, kind of just, you know, but making a couple of tables, but she's making enough of a scene that she's garnering enough attention from a lot of people. But the overall atmosphere of the place is kind of jovial. They haven't really seen Helen this happy before in a long time.
Kind of feeling like I'm interrupting something here now.
Oh, no, no. She's going to pour you a drink, and it is a bottle with dust on it.
That's how you know it's good. All right, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
What are we drinking to today?
I didn't think that far.
Neither did I.
To Helen's health.
Aha!
And this is a bright red liquid, and it burns with like a cinnamon aftertaste.
No.
It might be Fantasy Fireball.
No.
You already drank the shit.
No.
Yes.
PTSD, man.
I love Fireball.
Can't do it anymore.
And you notice that in the bottle, it's kind of shifting from a light red to a dark red. It's just like changing the whole hue spectrum.
It actually has a fireball in it. Don't break it.
You're not wrong.
Do they notice?
It's just going to, you know, cough up a little bit, and you're going to see like a little smoke trail as she burps.
Oh, right. I want more.
All right. And she's going to go ahead and pour another set of shots. Are you guys pretty much going to be drinking the evening away?
Until sundown, and then I have an appointment to hold.
Oh! So.
You got a date, Monkey Boy?
Something like that, I think.
Who's the lucky lady?
Oh, it won't take long?
It didn't take long. I don't know how long it'll take. She is the water genasi from Lush.
She was new there, right?
She was.
Be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
No worries. There are lots of guards out today.
I don't think guards will help you with what I was talking about, but whatever makes you feel better. Wait, why were there a lot of guards out today?
Shrug.
Eh, whatever. I didn't do anything yet.
Me neither.
We're going to cut real quick to Ordok.
Can we dub it Fireball Floppy?
Wait, what?
Like Whiskey Willy or whatever.
Whatever. Oh, Fireball no. Floppy. Believe me, I will not forget how much the man's drinking. So how is Ordok this evening after meeting with Elray? And, you know, getting your leg chopped
off. Yeah, I think just a flurry of emotions from having my leg cut off and also realizing that parts of my childhood I either just wasn't aware of or was specifically not told things. And that is sort of keeping me up. And I can't figure out. It's foundationally potentially breaking. I'm not sure.
Good.
I'm not sure what's left and what's right at the moment.
Okay.
And also, I had a weird dream, John. What was that, John?
You did. Are you thinking on this dream?
Yeah. I think in... I mean, I've got nothing to do but lay here while my
cover.
Leg is figures out what the hell's going on.
Roll me a religion check.
Surprisingly, I think I'm pretty bad at that.
I know! I mean, oh, you are.
Have you stopped vomiting now?
We'll come back to that one.
That's a two?
Damn, you are bad at religion. Why are you a paladin again?
I'm an angry paladin.
Now, shit. Roll me an intelligence saving throw.
Come on, not a three. That's a 10.
How close is your hammer to you?
Probably sitting by the bed. Because it
within hands reach.
Yeah.
So as you're kind of sitting up in bed, thinking over the past, hell, not even 12 hours of craziness that has occurred with your leg. With the realization of Jerry might be something more with him, but that your hammer might not be what it is. The dream you had, meeting your friend, learning that your cousin might be the head of an awful organization. Maybe. Who knows? That's debatable. After everything you've been through, after everything you've gone against, fought against, demigods, cult leaders, you can't even get a fucking moment's peace. You just start to get angry. Why can't you, after losing a number of years of your life to a fucking fae god, why can't you just have one day of rest?
I just can't sit here and do nothing. I'm going to jump out of bed and I'm just going to kick over the like little nightstand with the gear mail.
Ooh, roll me a strength check with disadvantage.
I just dropped a crit.
Oh,
no. So that's a 19.
Audience at home, that's a 19 with dropping
yes,
a crit.
With dropping
holy
a crit.
Fucking shit. So your leg goes through the nightstand. Just shattering it.
I'm good. So I kick through the nightstand, pick up the hammer, and just throw it as hard as I can across the room.
Now, are you aiming for the wall that you share with Goshen's room, or for the outside wall?
Probably.
You know what?
Roll a d4 for all the four walls.
Yes. Roll me a flat d4.
North, south.
It's going to be here. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, no, that's the outside
okay.
wall.
That was a one on my d4.
that's the outside wall.
So I chuck the hammer as hard as I can at the outside wall.
So this thing is going to fly through a section of the wall and just go out, and it's going to stop mid-air between the building you're in and the building next door. And it's going to slowly just start rotating in the air. The handle is going to turn and face you and slowly start coming back to you.
I think that as I like break furniture and throw a hammer through a wall, realizing that I've just thrown my hammer through a wall, I'll snap out of it a little bit. Because now I've got to like fucking go downstairs and go get my stupid hammer back. And also I'll just look out through the hole and see it coming back and just take a moment, and I'm just going to extend my hand.
It's going to rotate 9 degrees up so that it's in like the perfect grasping position and just rest in the palm of your hand.
Huh.
and it feels right. This anger you felt. You feel like you're justified.
I know the guys are downstairs, right? Because they had mentioned that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pop the hammer like in its holster on my back and just go downstairs. I'm going to have a drink.
So.
I was going to say, did we hear this?
Because of how loud Goshen, Goodhelen, and Jensen are as they're having shots, a couple other patrons have, you know, grabbed a couple of drinks. Just the atmosphere is changing a little bit. It's getting a little more ruckusy, rowdier. You know what? Fuck it. Jensen, roll me a flat
d20.
Hell yeah.
Real quick, though, I'm still not okay with the fact that you named her Helen and then she's now being called Good Helen. Like, that still bothers me.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. She hasn't killed anybody.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I do know this.
She's probably killed people from alcohol poisoning.
I'm protesting Good Helen. She's Bad Helen now.
Whatever, Bad Helen.
Oh, I'll never win my money back now. What seems to be the trouble, friend? I lost my lucky dice gambling, and now I don't have anything to play with. Ah, a predicament. Though fear not, I know exactly where you can get some quality dice for cheap. You do? Yes, Easy Roller Dice has a shop set up down in Ironclad. With deals like 100 six-sided dice for $22.95, you'll never run out of dice again. Wow, that's incredible. You're really smart, mister. You may look like a handsome monkey, but you smell like a man. Well, thank you. Just for that, make sure to use the code DDP15 to save an additional 15% on your order. Run along now, my unfortunate friend.
Huh? Goshen, come on. It's time to get up. We've got things to do today.
I just had the strangest dream.
Hey guys, it's Jim, the friendly neighborhood dungeonist. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program for using your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. Ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
Come at me, Stumpy.
I'm not Stumpy anymore.
So he, all this ruckus, all this noise, all this like laughing, cheering. A random fucking bard is going to come in off the streets. And he's just going to start playing as he enters. You don't know why. This random man, long blonde hair. He stands maybe a little shorter than Goshen. So maybe like 5'9" or something. Long blonde hair kind of cut off at his shoulders. He's like red shirt, kind of like a tannish trousers. Almost like he's a Target employee. He's going to come in and just start playing this lute. And everyone's going to start clapping. And for some god unknown reason, a party has started on the first floor.
Hell yeah.
And apparently, that 4-year-old Jensen, everyone is drinking off the Viceroy's tab.
So?
No.
The good stuff is coming off the shelves. There's a small party in the tap room of the Haven.
I wasn't there.
It wasn't me. So, Goshen, should you stay or should you go?
That is the question. I gotta have one more conversation with Jensen because there's something I've been meaning to ask him. After that, I can bounce. So I guess kind of, we're all probably, you know, chilling around the bar. Jensen, where did you learn to fight like that?
Where?
I don't
really know.
Roll me a constitution saving throw.
He throws up everywhere.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Constitution check.
8.
So, you're probably a little... You've had enough to drink tonight of the good shit. But you might be a little more open mouth than you normally are.
True. I really don't know. I don't know where that was. It was hell. It's a bad place. You don't want to go there.
Fucking cheers to that.
I'd go to prison before I go back there. Well, back to prison.
You too. Cheers to that as well.
Clink. Where did you learn to punch?
South at first. That wasn't so bad. But the Empire. I just drank again. Not so good.
Did they beat you with ropes too?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was the nice stuff.
Burn you?
Oh, burn. Yes. Well, my master didn't burn me, but the second place I went...
The knives really hurt sometimes, didn't they?
They did.
Real quick, Goshen, roll me a constitution check.
Maine.
Be bad.
Constitution.
Be bad, I want to hear it.
5. Yeah.
You are a little more open-mouthed than normal.
The burns. I'm kind of rubbing my arm a little bit. Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where the Syndicate got their symbol?
Do I, John? I don't think I do.
So it is actually quite rumored, given the names of the different ranks, that the king has kind of a fetish for chess. And he's played it all his life and is kind of focused on that. Hence, Dagger being a member of the bishops, you and Helen being a member of the rooks,
mm-hmm.
Freelancers being members of the knights, and new initiates being members of the pawn.
See, I figured that with the toy shop too.
Exactly. That's kind of the base of operations. The king kind of has a love of chess. It's deep. If anyone wants to play with him, it's kind of common knowledge that he will play with anyone. And in terms of what we know, he's a fucking grandmaster. The man can think moves ahead. No one understands quite why. But he's obsessed with chess.
You know the board with the checkered patterns?
Yeah.
And the little, the white pieces and the black pieces, and you, like, push them all together, and then somebody wins.
Yeah, never understood that game, but yes.
It's from that thing, I think.
Hmm. Have you ever seen something like this? And I'll lift my sleeve to show the burn mark of the king with the 3 pawns shackled in front.
No, but that does kind of look like this, and I show him like my brand.
Do you know the organization that gave me this? They are remnants of the old empire. Slavers.
Well, we don't do slavery.
Good. That's all I worry about. All I wanted to know. Ted, where you learned your moves, and why can't anyone else in this empire fight?
It's because I've never had to struggle. Not really.
It's kind of not in agreement.
Through struggling, you'll find your power. That's what I learned.
Fair. Very fair.
At this point, Ordok is coming down the stairs.
Hey!
I'll see all the merrymaking and just walk up to the bar and say, gentlemen, and I'm just going to hold up my hand to Helen.
Master Ordok, how are you? You have a very shiny leg.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Will you drink with us?
Absolutely.
fantastic.
And she's going to pour you all a drink. And she's going to raise her glass first.
To Master Orlok. New leg.
Here. To the Tin Man.
I don't think it's actually a tin. And then I'm going to take a shit. Take a shit? Take a shot.
Pulls down his pants right there on the bar stool. Just
boom. Dude, this is the classy establishment.
Deuce.
Just curling one out.
Watch this. And then I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm going to burp as hard as I can and try to make a bunch of smoke come out.
Roll me an arcana check.
What's arcana?
For a high number.
Never heard of it. 14.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, yeah, you get a nice... Imagine a very proud vapor. It's just like a billowing cloud of like foam, smoke and steam.
Like a dragon.
Like a dragon.
I say dragon in Draconic. I don't know what that would sound like, but that's what I do.
Whatever, foreigner.
Wait, did the hammer make you racist?
Can it? Never mind.
No, John, it can't.
So, Orlok. I'm sorry. So, Goshen. I'll ask again. Should you stay or should you go?
I think it's time to hit the old dusty trail. So, I stand up. Kind of unevenly. Burp. Pat both Jensen and Orlok on the shoulder. Oh, gentlemen, I have a date. I'll see you in the morning. Goodbye, Helen. And I give her a little hug.
Oh, she is going to embrace you deeply. And you're going to feel her fingers kind of in your fur a little bit.
It's probably like hugging your dog, I'd imagine. So
A little bit, yeah. And we are going to cut to Helen and Beau.
The good Helen and Beau.
I'm sorry. The thieving, backstabbing Helen and Beau.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. I see how this is going to play. I have an idea. But we need to go check. We need to go check on your stumpy friend first. Make sure he's doing all right. And then let's go. I have someone that you need to talk to. I'm going to head back to the...
Okay, that sounds like fun.
The Haven.
All right, so it is... Go ahead, probably Helen, and roll me a perception check.
23.
You also notice that there's a lot of guards out for the evening.
Is this, like, normal? Like, has there been times that I can recall where... Like, an influx of guards means something, or?
Normally, an influx of guards, and depending on the district, normally means that someone, somewhere close by, perhaps has come up dead.
Oh, well then I just assume it's everybody that we've killed the last couple of days.
You're in the Arcane District. You're not in the Narrows.
Oh, shit.
Did I kill somebody last?
So... Have we killed someone in the Arcane District?
You have not killed anyone.
Oh, thank God. District.
You know, I'm going to be ballsy. I'm going to go up to one of the guards. Hey, pal.
Yeah.
As a concerned citizen, I see that there's an influx of guards and such out tonight, and I was wondering if, as a law-abiding concerned citizen, I should be worried.
Roll me a persuasion check. Just because the number amount of concerned citizens you've implied in there.
Can I do deception instead of persuasion?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. 24. I have expertise in deception, so.
So he's going to look around. Some of his, you know, other guards are maybe a few feet away.
Give this to yourself, all right? Yeah.
Don't trust him.
He's kind of going
to
look at
it. He keeps nothing to himself.
Don't listen to my son here. He's eccentric.
He's gonna look around.
Earlier this morning, found a mutilated corpse in a back alley.
I told you Bo did something.
Where was that?
It's been confiscated by the authorities.
Have you still got it?
You have a very odd son.
Mutilated how, so to speak?
Carved up. Almost like a fucking surgeon did it. I mean, not the first time we've seen a tiefling carved up, but like this.
What alley?
They don't exactly have names now, do they? It wasn't far from an arcane trinket store. Silas!
Yeah?
Where was that body picked up at?
Which one?
And he's gonna hesitate for a second.
You ignorant fucker. The main one, the second one. The big one for today.
Near that little place, Mundane Magics.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna have a ring in your ear. As near Boland's shop.
I see it was probably about maybe 2 streets away from there. 2 alleyways. Maybe an alleyway and a half. Depending what route you take.
Without saying anything, we're just gonna start like... I'm gonna grab Bo's hand and start like dashing off that way.
Why are we running?
Because we need to get back to your friends and then get back here, and there's just a lot going on, and I don't want to run into something with no help and be able to take care of it by myself.
But I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just gonna keep running.
In the back, you're gonna hear just faintly,
"You're welcome, you bastard. You're a funny looking kid."
He was a guard, right?
Yeah.
How much can Helen feel my hand in his hand if he's running and concentrating?
Well, if I hear him call me a bastard, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that he called me a funny kid.
Oh shit!
Did you hear that, Helen?
So I'm gonna stop and turn around like real quick to fire off an arrow in his direction, because I figure I've taken like how far away did we end up getting before he said that?
Roll me a flat d20. You fired the arrow. Let's see how far away you are.
13. Shit.
Okay. You're a good deals away. I probably like the end of an alleyway or end of a street.
Okay. I'm gonna fire an arrow straight at him.
Roll me an arrow attack.
Okay. 17.
That is just... You're going to see that this arrow is going to pierce him in like the upper shoulder. Roll a damage attack.
Okay. Because once it hit, I decided I wanted to make it a bursting arrow. Just fuck that guy.
So, yeah, this thing's going to explode, and you're going to see an arm kind of fly against a wall, and this guy's just going to collapse completely.
Nobody talks shit about me and my friends. And then I grab Bo.
You're going to hear commotion and running footsteps. Are you guys booking it, or what?
Fuck you.
You killed a fucking guard, man. What the hell?
Got a little bit of an anger issue there, or what?
0 to 100,
Bo,
man.
We need to run. Now.
Okay, I'm going to cast Call of the Thousand Young, turn to a goat, and just fucking gallop.
Damn. So you guys are booking it. Go ahead and roll me a stealth check real quick, Bo.
Okay. That's a 20. 18 plus hey. 2.
That is a dirty 20. You motherfuckers. So, you guys are ducking between alleyways, ducking between roads, running. Because of the distance you shot the guard from, you were well out of the way before anyone even picked up on anything. especially because you're now a man on a goat. But the goat's kind of attracting a little bit of attention, but not enough as, you know, some screaming guards. As you guys are ducking through alleyways heading back towards Haven, we're going to cut back to Jensen and Ordok.
It's been like a couple minutes since Goshen left. I'm going to slam my hands on the table because I just realized something. Shit, I'm supposed to be watching you guys. I gotta go find him.
look,
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna start walking out the door. I gotta get the monkey guy.
Okay, I'll come with.
And I'm out the door.
Oh shit.
Yeah, anything happens to him, I'm gonna get my ass chewed out.
I call out, I'm gonna lose my ass. I call out and be like, hey, wait, let me go grab my shield real quick. I'll come.
I'm gonna start trying to figure out which way he went. I don't think he told me, so it's gonna be hard.
He didn't. So first off, throw me a constitution. Let's see what happens here.
Alrighty. Am I not role-playing well enough for you, John?
Oh, no. You are.
18.
Fuck numbers.
Fuck numbers.
Yeah, no, you are completely out of it. Imagine Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. Which way did he go?
I'm going to grab somebody. Have you seen a monkey man?
Why are you hurting me?
I let go of her. I thought it was a man. She's very not attractive.
No, she's
going to
not.
Find a man.
She's a dwarf woman.
Because I don't feel bad about
what
her.
What do you want?
I feel bad about hurting a man. Have you seen a monkey man?
The muffin man?
And I throw him away. Somebody here has seen a monkey man.
You're looking for a monkey man?
I grab him. Have you seen a monkey man?
We are the Church of the Nana. We worship the monkey god. Would you like to accept him in your heart today?
Is he blue?
To be honest, we have not consulted the charts in quite some time. For all we know, he might be.
All right, I'm interested.
Is Goshen going to be like a god? To some weird monkey coat.
Is he? He's like blue with like a big stick. You know what I mean? Like a big stick.
But we all know the monkey god is quite equipped. But
all right. This sounds like him. Where can I find him?
We have a small but flourishing temple in the Redeemer District. I can take you there if you would like to follow.
Oh, thank God, Ordok, you're here. We found Goshen. He's in the Redeemer District.
What are you to get? Get away from that heretic.
We worship the night.
Get out!
But he said he knew where the monkey man was.
He's not talking about Goshen.
He wields the golden staff.
The staff.
It's not golden. It's isn't it blue?
No, gold. He's blue. The staff is gold.
I was thinking it was a crystal green staff for some reason.
It has a crystal in the end. But it's not a
crystal
staff.
Okay.
Look, they might be talking about Goshen.
These guys might actually be onto something.
At the very least, someone should mark this temple down. They might know something about the dude that wants to come take my staff away.
Oh, probably not. Anyways.
This was like the key to unlock Goshen's backstory with all this, but we're just going to write it off. They're drunk. They won't remember.
It's cool.
I'm not.
Taking notes. I'm not that drunk. Oh, wait, oh, them.
I'm not going to remember this day.
Where did he say he was going?
He was hooking up with a chick from the stripper place.
What stripper? What are you talking about?
The place we went and talked to Dagger.
That tavern?
Yeah, that tavern.
Stripper?
There were some really hot girls there.
Oh, okay. stripper? What are you... So he probably went back there, right?
Maybe.
Come on, let's go.
So, let's see, real quick, just for shits and giggles, I want Helen, Bad Helen, and Jensen to roll me both a flat D20.
This is going to be see how close we pass each other.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, you guys missed it by about 8 minutes or so. Jensen and Ordok take off towards the crowds, towards Lush.
Diagonally.
And Diagon Alley.
No, I take off diagonally.
Oh, you said I take off the Diagon Alley. While about 8 minutes later, Helen and Bo show up at Haven.
Okay, we're gonna burst in the door.
There's a party going on. You see Helen at the bar drinking. Everyone in the bar, everyone in the tavern's drinking. There's some random ass bard just playing. He's almost wearing one of those, you know, party hats that has the alcohol and the straw to his mouth. So he's drinking and playing at the same time. He's quite good.
Is he playing like a lute?
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to grab it out of his hand and smash it on the floor. Everybody listen. Where's Jensen?
My dear sir, you smashed Punch. My father's...
Shut up. Where's Jensen? There's an emergency. And the orc. And the monkey.
She's going to look at Helen. Okay, Helen's going to look at Helen. And look down at Bo.
Hello, Helen. It's nice to see you.
Oh, it's lovely to see
you. We've stopped running now, right? So I've turned back to the normal bow.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, no, I was only doing it so I could keep up with Helen anyway. So once we arrive, I would have automatically just changed back, probably before we even walked in.
Would you two like a drink?
No, I need to find Helen. I need to find... I'm Helen, and I need to find Jensen.
Are you sure you haven't been drinking, dear?
Where is Jensen?
He and Master Ordok went off, I believe, looking for Master Goshen, who I believed was going to try and get some this evening. I believe. I mean, he could have just asked, but he wanted to sit somewhere.
Jesus. Alright, well, Bo, let's go.
Okay, but whilst Helen was like, rah rah, where's Jensen, blah blah, I'm a man, I'm gonna break this shit. Can I sort of edge around him and take the lute strings?
Sure, yeah. So this guy, he's like a half-elf guy. You can kind of see he's got like a mask kind of stuck in one of his pockets, and he's just like on his knees with this lute in his hands. It's broken in half, and there are tears running down his face. He's going to come up and grab the lute strings, and he's just going to be like, why do you hate me so?
I'm going to say, I'm sorry, but... You know, it's broken now, and I can kill people with these. Look, and I'm going to pull it tight and go, it's like a garrote.
And you have now created the villain for season 4. So, he's just going to start crying and slowly pull a flute from his inner pocket and start playing this very sad, melancholy lullaby.
I'm just going to pull the strings tight and go, yeah, they look nice, they'll suit it. And wrap them up and put them in my pocket, and then I'm going to go back to Helen. And I've just got a garrote.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
I am very happy for you.
Except you need some ends for it, because that would cut your hand.
Yeah, we can sort something out.
Other bits of loot?
You know.
Yeah.
The bones of the undead, you know. Oh, yeah, that's true. Like that.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Dura Dice,
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Hello friends, it's Trent here, and I just wanted to take a second out of this episode to thank some of the folks that we don't thank enough. If you didn't already know, our group has had a Patreon for a while, and this fund severely helps us produce the show that you are listening to right now. Be it equipment upgrades to make us sound better, or paying for the hosting fees to keep the content coming, this show is made possible directly from the support of our patrons, and for that, we want to thank them. Our show will always be free, but the wonderful people on Patreon go that extra mile to make sure that the content is top-notch for everyone, and we really appreciate that. We did recently revamp our Patreon tiers so that they provided more value to our patrons, and with that, we are inviting everybody to come check out the page and see what we have to offer. From monthly bonus content and discounts on our merch store, to handwritten canon adventure guides, to even becoming an NPC in our actual game, there's a lot to experience through Patreon, and if you are interested, the link is down in the description below, as well as on our website and social media. Once again, we just want to say a special thank you to those who are patrons, and to the rest of you for being a part of our community. So with that, sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.